Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Insurers are committed to providing financial peace of mind as well as bereavement resources after a beneficiary loses a loved one. AnApp Now helps those families navigate the logistical and emotional journeys they may typically face. I'm Tom Davis, Managing Editor of Best Review. Joining us is Ron Gura, CEO of Empathy, whose mobile app is now available to New York Life beneficiaries and helps free families to deal with the financial and emotional repercussions following the loss of a loved one. Welcome, Ron.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Tom.
What inspired you to launch the app?
Well, loss in general is something that doesn't escape any of us, and it sure didn't escape me either. And I felt like this industry, this end-of-life industry, is largely untouched by innovation and specifically by software, which is how we usually address a problem domain when we see it. And we thought there's room for a better experience for the bereaved, that we can use the same utilities and capabilities that the 21st century brought to pretty much any other aspect of our lives and take it to this very specific yet common use case of some of life's most challenging moments, the aftermath of loss.
How does the app work?
So when dealing with loss, families have two big needs mostly. It's navigating the emotional, navigating grief basically, but also winding down the affairs, managing the estate. So what you do, you go to empathy.com, you download the app, if it's your iOS or Android app, and we onboard you with a set of questions. We personalize your estate administration plan. And we take you for a step-by-step navigation. Think of the app as the friend you wish you had when you lose a loved one. It's that smart accountant, but also that very compassionate grief counselor. It is a tool that can help you navigate probate and bank accounts and life insurance, but it's also the human-operated helpline that is going to text with you at 3 a.m. about how do you feel about grief before the holidays.
How does this app assist in terms of providing financial peace of mind as well as bereavement resources?
So if you think about the administrative aspects of winding down the affairs of a loved one, there's a lot of work. We're talking about 540 hours on average. It's an 18 months median to wind down an estate in the US. So getting your EIN, opening your bank account, and of course, probate or eligibility for benefits, if it's Social Security, if it's the VA, if it's even just navigating the bits and bytes of being an executor. So that's a second job for most of us. And the app basically is leveraging technology to streamline and connect you to vendors and save you time, money, and stress as you're trying to be a good executor, but also a good father, a good employee, and find yourself in this unique, overwhelming situation. In terms of bereavement, grief is a very unique state of mind, doesn't have a timeline. And the app is leveraging audio and content and, of course, human experts to help people cope and build resilience and gradually refine joy around their situation. And we partnered with David Kessler, perhaps the most renowned grief and loss expert in the States, who is our chief empathy officer. He's guiding all of our emotional content and our care specialist helpline.
What is the specific target audience for your app?
Well, because loss doesn't skip anyone, we've built this app for everyone. We're thinking about the family unit, anyone who's experiencing loss and take care of the estate of a loved one is the target audience for empathy. We don't think you can decouple the emotional and the administrative here. We think that grief is made hard by logistics, and logistics are made so much harder by grief.
How does this help families deal with immediate and long-term issues that come up following the loss of a loved one?
So there are plenty of short-term responsibilities, but also there's a long-term view on winding down the affairs, which is, again, an 18-month median. It's basically quite of a meaningful chapter that you have to clear resources for. So some of the immediate arrangements obviously include the funeral, if it's burial, if it's cremation, if it's helping you write the perfect obituary or eulogy, or getting your affairs in order for the first difficult and emotionally draining first few weeks. And then talking about what you need to do right now, but also, as importantly, what can wait when you need to think about opening bank accounts, claiming eligibility for different benefits, making sure you're deactivating accounts, starting to think about protection from identity theft as a provincial state of mind, and anything from the VA to Social Security to your taxes is something that you need a short-term approach for and a long-term approach. So having this companion that is taking you hand by hand, helping you understand what to do and what's the best way to approach it, and very often do things for you. That's how we're thinking about lessening the burden for families, hopefully empower them during these difficult times.
How does this app simplify bureaucracy, the typical tasks that come with end-of-life decisions and the administration of an estate?
So one of the first things you need to do when you're winding down an estate is just understand what you have. What is it that we need to map in terms of assets, liabilities, debts? So the app will take you on a step-by-step navigation and understand how does it look like to manage an estate? What is the considerations that you have to take into account today? And what are the things that can wait in order for you to make room for the really important things like spending time with the family right now?
How does the app provide human support to users?
So we have a human-operated helpline that goes hand-in-hand with our technology. So in addition to software engineers and product managers and usual job families you'll find in an early-stage startup like us, Empathy also has a talented team of social workers and bereavement coordinators, care specialists, accountants, obituary wizards, and probate experts. And as a team, as a care team, we're making the whole thing accessible for whatever the family needs right now. Sometimes technology is really the best thing to streamline operation and reduce stress and time. Other times, it's that human compassion and actual human support one-on-one that is most needed.
What do you think is missing from a life insurance policy standpoint in terms of technology?
Well, life insurance is a great product and a great industry that's been around for a while. It's a very meaningful and tactical tool that families use in order to secure their legacy and financial peace of mind. I think what's missing is leveraging technology in order to expand beyond that financial peace of mind into emotional and administrative peace of mind as well. Because when you think about the next of kin, when you think about the beneficiary, cutting a check is very important, but the estate administration doesn't really end there. It actually just starts. So if you want to help family members lessen the burden after loss, you really need to use technology or anything else you can in order to take things off their plate.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Tom. Great to be here today.
That was Ron Gura, CEO of Empathy. I'm Tom Davis, Managing Editor for Best Review.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.